Let me welcome you to this very important program on radio called Church on Here. I want to believe that I meet you well. How are you doing at this season, at this time, that we are going through a wonderful period in our nation, Nigeria? I am sure that God is with you, and I am sure that He will see you through in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what, no matter the situation, no matter the condition, see, we are more than a conqueror. Don't allow your faith to shake, you know. Continue to look unto God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And I know that by the grace of God, we will surely, you and I, we have testimony at the end of this season. It shall be well with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you now help me to invite everyone, all your beloved ones, your loved ones, your friends, even your enemy, tell them that Church on Air is on this channel, and it is time for God even to bless us together. Let me thank you for all those who called us last week, and those who appreciated the words of God that we preach on this altar. To God be the glory. I thank God because this program is relevant to you. Now, if this program is blessing you, you are free to share your testimony with us also, and you know, it will bring more glory to God, and it will also bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, today we are going to start on a new topic. You know, we are starting on a new topic. It is, you know, supernatural speed and abundant grace. Supernatural speed and abundant grace. Now, let's go straight to the Word of God, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. Now, let's start to read from verse 41 to 46. 1 Kings, chapter 18. 41 to 46 years.
And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of the camel, and he cast himself down upon the earth, and put his face between his nails, and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. And he went up and looked, and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again seven times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, and get it down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he guided up his loins, and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel.
Hallelujah. See the story, you know, see the wonderful thing. Don't forget that for 3.5 years, there was no rain or dew in Israel. It was the same man, Elijah, that locked the heaven, you know, and when it was the time, you know, he came with the same key, you know, to unlock the heaven. Hallelujah. Can you see that you are people of power? When you are born again, you know, you have the power to bind, you have the power to loose, you have the power, you know, to destroy the power of the devil. Can you see now? So Elijah, the one that said there will be no rain for 3.5 years, came back again to open up the heaven. I pray this morning as you are hearing that your heaven shall open in the name of Jesus Christ. My Bible says, Elijah said to Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Oh, even in Nigeria right now, I can feel the sound of abundance of rain, abundance of joy, abundance of rejoicing. Why? Because God has entered into our problem. God is in control. You know, I want to assure you that this problem, this COVID-19, it is dead already. I want you to believe it. I can see it now. I can feel it now. I can see people rejoicing. I can see people shouting. I can see people giving testimony. Why? God has delivered us. This pandemonium cannot consume you. It can't come to your house at all. You know, Bible says, you know, Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is an abundance of rain. When he say eat and drink, that one means there's a change of season. You know, it means they are coming out of sorrowful season. They are entering into a season of gladness. And so also in this nation, that is what we are doing. Now, in the next verse, we have told that Elijah went up to the Mount Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Now, because a prophecy has been released, doesn't mean that we must not pray. No. Now, Elijah released the prophecy. Now, the posture you see in is a posture of prayer, declaring that Lord intervene. Now, see, there's a need for the church to be so militant at this time, you know, to declare, as we declare the word of God, to also to go into prayers to bruise the head of the devil. You know, so Elijah was there praying again, and then he now sent out his servant. You know, Bible says, and said to his servant, go up now, look down, you see, and he went up and looked, and there was nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. Look, until you see what you want, don't stop praying. Until you see manifestation, please continue to pray. You know, until you see your heart desire, don't stop prayers. Can you see now? Elijah told, you know, the servant, continue to go. And that one went 7 times. And at the 7th time, he saw something. Oh, my skin area. What did he see now? Bible says in verse 44, and it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Can you see? He announced it. Go to Ahab. Go and tell him, prepare your chariot. Move now, or else the rain will catch up with you. Oh, this is, I love men of God with this type of power. Men of God that, you know, that are in control of every situation. Can you see now? And truly, you know, Ahab did the same thing. Ahab arose and went to Jezreel. He went ahead. But now something that happened in verse number 46. Bible says, and the hand of the Lord went on Elijah. The hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. How can a man that is walking on the foot, you know, outrun a man who is on a chariot? It's like we are saying that a man who is just walking on the road, outrun a man using, you know, a car. You know, this is the paradox. Now, one thing I want you to know this morning is that you need the anointing of God. The anointing of God upon your life. Bible says, then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. You know, now, when the hands of God is upon you, then you will have great results. So, what am I saying this morning? Is that anything the human ability cannot accomplish, the anointing is required. Anything we can't accomplish in the physical realm, then we need the anointing of God. You know, when God's ability rests upon you, it will give you better results. What we need is the hands of God upon your life. It will bring better results. Bible says, the hands of God was upon Elijah and he outran Ahab that was on the horse. How can a man just walking by legs outran a man on chariot? Wow. That's why I want to understand that, you know, for you, those who have gone ahead of you, when the eyes of God is upon you, you will meet them and overtake them in the name of Jesus. Those who have gone ahead of you in life, you know, in life's journey, you are meeting them up. Even though today is look as if to say you are behind in the old scheme. But you know, as I'm preaching this morning to you, the hands of God is coming upon your life that everyone who are ahead of you, you will meet them and you will overtake them in the name of Jesus Christ. That is one thing I want you to know this morning, that the hands of God is also coming upon you. That even though you are behind, you will be soon be a frontliner. Even though nobody hear your name right now, very soon, you know, all over the place, they will know that you have Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So that is why we say we need supernatural speed. You know, we need supernatural speed because, you know, when our human labor can't get us anything. Our human labor can't get us anywhere. Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might. It says, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. No, that's why you need to depend upon God. In the Bible, we saw people that depended upon God, and God showed himself strong on their behalf. No wonder Elijah did great things for God. Why? He depended upon God. Some people, you know, some people are right now ahead of you. You have been wondering why they are doing it. You have been wondering, you know, what is helping them. Hear me, people of God, this morning, your own time has come, that you will start to fly now, that you know, even though they think you can't make it in life, but I tell you that the grace of God is coming upon your life right now. You'll be a frontliner. You will be at the top. You will get to the top. You will make it in life, and it shall be well with you. I think you say a bigger amen. Hallelujah to Jesus this morning. Now, thank God for the mighty hands of God. When the eyes of God is upon a man, that man is saved. When the eyes of God is upon your life, you'll be healed. When the eyes of God is upon your life, oh, you are protected. When the eyes of God is upon you, oh, you will move ahead in life. You will move, you will overtake people who are ahead of you. And I tell you that that shall be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the mighty hands of God anoint us with the ability to act with speed. It makes Elijah to come with speed. Why? Because of the hands of God. So we are told that Ahab was ahead of Elijah, but the prophet outrunned the king within a short possible time. Now, the hands of God is this anointing. The anointing of God, it is the hands of God. So now, let us now discuss, how can I provoke God's anointing? How can I provoke the hands of God? How can I, you know, provoke the hands of God to move on my behalf? I will see you after this time out in Jesus' name.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. This morning we are talking on anointing for divine speed. Because, you know, you have been slow over the years. You know, your life is without result over the years. But right now, as I'm speaking, the hands of God is coming upon you. And it wants to give you a better result. It wants to make you, you know, to meet people who are ahead of you and to overtake them. That's what we are sharing this morning. That even though you are the back today, but very soon you'll be a frontliner. You will be at the top. That is what, you know, we are talking this morning. And now we are saying that, you know, we are looking at Elijah as our example. We saw Elijah was walking on foot, you know, at running, you know, Ahab who was on chariot. So what brought this? You know, how can these hands of God be upon you? What can ginger, what can initiate the hands of God? Number one thing is when you walk in righteousness. When you walk in righteousness, the hands of God is never short to save. You know, but where there is sin, it refuses to walk. The hands of God is always at work. But the eyes of God will not walk upon a sinner. Can you see? No, what the Bible says, even the prayer of a sinner is an abomination to God. Now, that is why, you know, if you want the eyes of God to operate in your life, the only thing is to walk, you know, righteously. It's only righteous that brings lifting, which is equal to speed. Can we read Proverbs? Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34. Proverbs 14, 34.
Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Righteousness. Can you see? So when you are living by righteousness, it will lift you. You know, when the whole nation, you know, comes under righteousness of God, you see God intervene in their situation. Now, what am I saying this morning? Is that if you want God to back you up, if you want the hands of God upon your life, you know, start to live a life without sin. It is the sin that moves the hands of God from you. Can you see? And the devil will be looking for how to sponsor a sin in your life so that, you know, you will not, you become, you know, stagnated in life. God doesn't want you to be stagnated. God is interested in you. He wants you to go from glory to glory, from strength to strength. But when you put on sin, I'm telling you, your way to destiny could be very, very slow. So, you know, righteousness exalts. May you be exalted from this present position to a greater level in life in the name of Jesus. So it's my righteousness. You know, Bible talks about Jesus Christ. He says, for thou art loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, the Lord thy God has anointed you. You know, God got you grace above your fellow. Jesus, he has grace above his fellow. Hebrews chapter 1, can we read verse number 9? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9.
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Because Jesus loves righteousness, he was anointed more than Elijah, than Moses, than David, than Abraham. Can you see? You know, because he came to this world and there was no God in him. So, do you know that if you can walk by righteousness, these hands of God, the anointing of God, also shall come upon you. Number two thing that, you know, ginger this hand of God upon your life is your prayer life. You know, talk to God like a friend. Talk to God, communicate. God loves to communicate with you. You know, this creates an avenue of intimacy with the Lord. You know, don't be religious. Just talk to God. Speak to him like a father. God is very, very close. You know, as I'm speaking right now, God is so close to you. Very, very close. Let's read Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9. You know, Matthew chapter 6 verse 9, yes.
After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Can you see now? So you have to pray. Jesus Christ even taught us how to pray. So if you want the eyes of God upon you, it is prayer that brings it. Can you see Elijah in that scripture? He was praying. He put his head between his two feet. He was interceding for the prophecy of God to come to pass for the land. And truly it came to pass. The prophecy of God over your life as you pray, it will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you see now? You know, when people pray, the hands of God will eliminate every power that is contrary to you. Number three thing that can ginger the hands of God upon your life to give you speed is your faith. Your faith. You know, you must believe God for miracle. Bible says the just shall live by faith. So, you know, you must live by the word. Living by faith means living by the word of God. No wonder Hebrews chapter 11 in verse 1, he says,
now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Wow. Continue.
For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that it pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Without faith you are sinking. Without faith, you can't make it in life. Without faith, you can't go further. So, you need to live a life of faith. You don't need to fear. You know the reason why you can't exercise faith? Because fear has come upon you. You need to pray for deliverance. You know, you need to ask God to deliver you. You know, so believe God. You know, help me to read Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and 17. Romans chapter 10, 8 and 17, yes.
But what said it? The word is near thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach.
So you have to speak words of faith. You must, you know, if you want God's hand, don't speak negative. Stop speaking, you know, what other people are saying. Stop speaking, you know, speaking nonsense. Speak, you know, the right words. Speak the choice words. Can you see that? So the word of God in your mouth is so important. The word of faith, no matter what is happening, continue to declare what God is saying concerning you. Yes, verse 17.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
So the more you hear the word of God, you know, faith is directing you. So what brings faith is hearing the word. You know, but don't forget that fear also comes by hearing the word. Faith also comes by hearing the word. That is why you must close your eyes to negative news. But sometimes on television, I was listening to the news. Everything was negative. I closed up. I said, no, I don't want this thing. At any point in time, I discovered that what I'm hearing will affect me negatively, I will close up. You to close up. When you hear people speaking negative, when you hear people speaking nonsense, when you hear people speaking death, speaking affliction, just turn back from them. And this is how to command the hands of God upon you. It is by faith. Number four thing that brings the hands of God upon you is worship. You know, when worship becomes a focus in your life, it creates an atmosphere of His presence. So, you know, worship brings His presence. Don't forget that God dwells in the praise of His people. You know, so open your mouth and begin to sing. Sing unto God a new song. Worship the Lord. Let's read Psalm 22. Always worship God. When you worship Him, you know, you are bringing Him down into your situation. You are commanding His hand. You know, Psalm 22, verse 3. Yes.
But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Thou art holy. You inhabit the praises of Israel. You inhabit the praises of your people. So, you know, as you are praising God, you are bringing God down into your situation. You have seen people worshiping God in the Bible, and God came down. Like in the days of Solomon, when he was dedicating the temple, as they were worshiping, the power of God came down. Oh my God, why can't you start to worship the Lord, and then you will see the eyes of God upon your life? Then number five thing that can bring the eyes of God upon your life is when you pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. When you pray in tongues, you edify your spirit and you build up your faith. So the Bible says in the book of Jude, it says, building up your most holy faith, praying in your Holy Spirit. You see, no wonder the answer of God was upon Saul. Then what Paul said? Paul said, I pray in tongue more than ye. He was speaking to Corinthian Christians. And no wonder the answer of God was upon Paul. He did miraculous things. He did great things. You know, he did things that people say, this man is now an angel. They started to worship him, and he stopped them from worshiping him. Why? Just because he prayed in tongues. So when you pray in tongues, you edify your spirit, you build up your faith. If you don't pray in tongues, ask Jesus to fill you with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. You know, ask him to fill you. You know, just like the day of Pentecost. You know, ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And then you will see the mighty hands of God. Now, in conclusion, you know, if you want to provoke, you know, the anointing of God upon your life, add this one to your habit. Number one, intercession. You know, partner with Him through intercession, according to 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3. Then number two, develop the heart of forgiveness. If someone has wounded you, please forgive him. You know, forgive the person. So, when you forgive the person, I'm telling you, that one will not hinder you again in life. So what am I saying this morning is that, you know, number one thing that advice this morning, number one, go into intercession to pray for people. And number two, you know, forgive people. I thank God for your listening prayer this morning. By the grace of God, I will see you next week. I will continue with this topic. God be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God we have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenla Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books and various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.